Good morning, everyone. Today's scripture reading comes from the book of Ephesians, book 4. Until we all reach unity in the faith and in the knowledge of the Son of God and become mature, attaining to the whole measure of the fullness of Christ, then we will no longer be infants, tossed back and forth by the waves and blown here and there by every wind of teaching and by the cunning and craftiness of people in their deceitful scheming. Instead, speaking the truth in love, we will grow to become in every respect the mature body of him who is in the head, that is, Christ. From him, the whole body, joined and held together by every supporting ligament, grows and builds itself up in love as each part does its work. Thank you.
Good morning, church. Could I have this slide thing? The slide controller, please. Last week was really exciting at church. Some of you were here helping out with the kids camp. And during the water fight, and obviously I stay in the safe zone, stay dry. And as I watch other kids and squeezing, pouring water on each other, it's so fun sometimes to watch other people, just watch other people play. And so it just brought back the old memories. It's almost like back to the good old time when everything was normal here. And we haven't done this for 3 years now. The last 2 years has been on Zoom, and it's quite different. I'm sure you can imagine kids camp on Zoom than in person. And the whole building was full of laughs and kids running away. It's almost like a normal time that there's no pandemic. Unfortunately, we are still in the middle of a pandemic, but I'm really enjoyed the week. I came on Monday and full of kids. The camp was so excited that I was told that five of the kids, they only signed for week one. They actually want to sign up for week two. So we have another full capacity coming up this week. So let's continue to pray for the kids and the volunteers, the helpers. As I see the kids and I think of my two kids. They're not kids anymore. they're growing up, they're adults now, young adults. And it's so exciting when I think back. To be parents is really a blessing to be parents. You get to be disciplined naturally by your kids and you may not know. That's how kids, as how God used our children to help the parents to grow more mature. First, God used our parents to discipline us, and then God gave us a spouse to discipline us more, and then he used the kids to discipline us. So we all learn. So we are constantly growing, and it's nothing more exciting to see a little kid grow up in church. And a lot of the teenagers, young people in our church, they grew up in this church. And I met most of the volunteers. Some of them are not attending our church at this time. But most of them told me that they actually attended Awana here. So that's how important our children ministry is. And then for some reason, they move on. And then they came back to help. That really touched me. That the church did have an impact on their life. So when they left the church for whatever reason, they came back. So I pray that they will all come back someday. But as the kids grow, we have this, as parents, we have this a sense of a satisfactory seeing them satisfaction seeing them grow every day. If you ask, what is a mature person? How do we see a person as a mature person in our society? There are many definitions. The definition I like the most is the when a person knows, speak the right thing, do the right thing at the right time, is a mature person. Oh, that sounds easy, isn't it? Think about that. That's it. You don't have to do a lot of study, discipline, work. You think about it, it's not that easy to say the right thing, do the right thing at the right time. Say Pastor Norman always tell us to give praise to other people. So you say that, so you say to one beautiful girl, you're so beautiful. And it's okay if that's your wife, your girlfriend, at the right time, then you get the right response. But if you're going to a place that you don't know this girl, and then there's a 200-pound guy sitting next to the girl, and then you just walk by and say that you are so beautiful, you're going to get yourself into trouble. The same thing, which is good, saying nice things to other people, but done in the wrong time, just show that you are immature. But as a Christian, the first day when we became a Christian, the church tells us that you need to go to the basic Bible class. You need to be disciplined. If you're a little kid, you need to go to Awana, you know, to equip yourself, to train yourself, to nurture. You need to go to Sunday school to learn so that you can grow to be a spiritually mature Christian. And the church spent all our effort, not all, but most of our effort in equipping the saints, the Christians, to be a spiritually mature Christian. But what is spiritual maturity? We know that as a person in the society, that's one of the definitions I would say is that you know how to when to speak the right thing, do the right speak the right words, do the right thing in the right time is a mature person. But what is a mature, spiritually mature Christian? How do we define maturity? And go back. Oops, okay. And the very first thing came to our mind is that we need to know the Bible, right? I mean, that's what they taught us at Awana Sunday school. The pastors always taught us that, no, you need to know the word of the Lord. It is true, but if you solely focus on knowing the Bible, or even taking a pride in the accumulation of Bible knowledge, then we miss the point. Just having a lot of Bible knowledge, or even being able to go to a Bible school, get a certificate, a diploma, or even a degree. A lot of people in our church, besides the pastors, they actually have a degree in theology. Does that make you a mature Christian? The Apostle Paul said, knowledge makes arrogant, but love edifies. Knowledge itself, the Bible knowledge itself, doesn't guarantee us that we can be a mature Christian. A survey in the U.S. revealed that 51% of the Christians in the U.S., they did a poll, find that they behave more like the Pharisees than like Christ. Now, whenever we mention the name Pharisees, we think of those are hypocrites. That's not totally true. They are actually very religious people. They know the Bible at that time, the Torah, the Old Testament, really well. Right? And the survey revealed that half the North Christians in North America, they behave more like Pharisees, know the Bible really well, rather than acting like Christ. A mature Christian must have a lot of ministries, doing a lot of things at church, right? Like the pastors, right? They always seem to be at church, always working. So if I involve in a lot of ministries at church, then I am a spiritually mature Christian. Or is it? Mother Teresa, I'm sure you have all heard about, read about her stories. She dedicated her whole life serving the poor, the underprivileged in India all her life. Even when she died, the India, the country, the government arranged a very special funeral for her because of her contribution to the country, even though India is not a Christian country. After he died, after she died, and they put together the letters between Mother Teresa and her spiritual counselor, and then compiled a book called Come Be My Light. And in that book, that reveal that she had a lot of spiritual struggles, even though she worked very hard for the Lord, served the people, ministries every day. But in her letters, she revealed her spiritual struggles. And sometimes, in the midst of all the ministries, she felt that she was far away from God. She found this spiritual loneliness, dark moments in her spiritual life. So being a busybody at church not necessarily guaranteeing you that you are a spiritually mature person. How about I've been a Christian for a long time? Right? So when all the kids in the day-night camp, they are 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 years old. Right? But now I am 25 years old. I'm a mature person now. So as I became a Christian longer, I am more mature. Right? Or are you? And when I was still working as an engineer, I sometimes interview these engineers for work, for job. Where the first thing that most people, when they go to apply for a job, is the boss, how many years of engineering experience that I have? Because we value experience. So this one guy said that I have 15 years of engineering experience in your business. So I look at his resume and said that, you don't really have 15 years of engineering experience. You have 2 years of experience times 7. We do the same thing over and over again for 15 years. So you don't really have 15 years of progressive experience and responsibility. You just repeat the same thing over 10 times, then you don't have 20 years of experience. And sometimes we are Christians, we're like that. We have become a Christian for 10 years, 20 years, even 30 years. But are we just repeating our first 2 years? 2 years of Christian growth, 10 times, 20 times. Sometimes I feel that I'm really mature. I just feel that I'm spiritually mature. So whenever you have that feeling, then you are in trouble. Whenever you feel that I've made it, I'm a mature Christian. Look at, I'm more mature than these young people here, these kids over there, and all those people here. I am a spiritually mature Christian. So whenever you have that thought in your head, you are in trouble. When you feel that you have made it, you are in trouble. When you are comparing with others. 4, we are not bold to class or compare ourselves with some of those who command themselves. But when they measure themselves by themselves and compare themselves with themselves, they are without understanding. We have to be careful that we don't compare ourselves with ourselves or compare ourselves with the people next to us. Compared to this person, I am better, I serve more than this person. I work harder. So I'm a better Christian, I'm more mature Christian. I know more Bible than the people sitting next to me, so I am more spiritually mature Christian. So how do we measure our Christian spiritual maturity? So one day a little boy came to his mother and said, Mother, guess what? I am 8'6" this morning. I said, wow, how do you get 8'6"? Here, I use this scale. I measure it 8 times. 8 foot. I'm 8'6". And then the mother said, let me look at your scale. Well, this is a 6-inch scale. No, you're not supposed to use a 6-inch scale and measure. You're actually only 4'3". No, not 8'6". So it depends on the scale we use to measure our spiritual maturity. So what is our scale? What do we use to measure our spiritual maturity? This morning's scripture. Okay, can you? Okay. Oh. Until we all attain to the unity of the faith and of the knowledge of the Son of God, to a mature man, mature person, to the measure of the stature which belongs to the fullness of Christ. So our Christian maturity is measuring with Christ. Ooh, okay. Not just the Sunday school teacher, not just the counselor, not just the pastor, the fullness of Christ. And then Paul repeated it again, 2 verses later, grow up in all aspects into him who is the head, even Christ. So our measuring scale is, our Christian maturity is measuring to Christ. Mature, the word mature in verse 13 is a very meaningful word. Mature, telios, T-E-L-E-I-O-S, that's the Greek word. Telios is like telescope, right? Telescope, that you look ahead, forward, blotch to its end, finish, it's the end, finish. So one translation is perfect, completeness, perfect. Well, in NIV or the English Bible, we did not translate it perfect, otherwise everybody will give up. You have to grow to be perfect. Ah, forget it. No one's going to be perfect. Why forget it? So, okay. So, how about mature? Okay, mature. I can try. But try to be a perfect man. Forget it. I'm not going to try even. Right? I want to be perfect. Right? Try to be better, to mature. Right? But mature is not even, okay, at the end, they have to be full grown adult or full age mature. So here, Paul is saying that you have to grow to be a perfect. We'll never be perfect. That's right. That's why it's a lifelong, never-ending process. So whenever you feel that, I got it, I've done it, I'm mature now, then okay, you're looking at the wrong direction. You're looking at the person next to you. Look ahead there. Telios. Use a telescope. Oh my goodness, I'll never be able to get there. Christ is standing over there. Yes. Our scale is to measure against Christ. Christ center, that's our alliance, our core value, our emphasis. Christ center, spirit, and power. We measure ourselves with Christ. We grow up together. So this passage here is talking about togetherness. Paul is talking about the maturity of a church. But who are the church? Who is in the church? The church is not this building. The church is you, right? Ecclesia, the church, the Greek word for church is ecclesia. Ecclesia originally just mean a group of people. Ecclesia, church just meaning a group of people. So Paul here is talking about the growing up of the church, a group of people, of the Christians, the saints, us. Right? But Paul is talking here about the church as a corporate community, as a body. We grow up together to the fullness of Christ, from whom the whole body, being fitted and held together by what every joint No, each one of us is a joint, a ball joint, a connecting point. Every joint supplies according to the proper working of each individual part. So when we all work together, cause the growth of the body for the building up of itself in love. So the church needs to grow together. So that's why it is so important that we have to be together. We have to be able to look at each other, stare at each other, and sometimes upset each other. Unfortunately, sometimes we hurt each other. That's how we grow. We learn from each other. But above all, most important, we love each other. It is through this relationship that we grow together. Iron sharpens iron. We all know that, right? So one man sharpens an other. So as we serve together, we learn together, now like in the kids camp this week, you know, I'm sure there's some disagreements, so that's why they are debriefing every day to smooth out the operation process. I'm sure that different ideas, so we learn from each other so that we can grow together as a body of Christ. Iron sharpens iron. So one person sharpens another. So we make each other better. We don't cut each other's throat. Right? We sharpen each other. Sometimes we got this wrong. We try to cut each other, step on each other. But no, we polish each other so that we can all grow spiritually. Speaking the truth in love, verse 15. And with love, we speak the truth. As in verse 13, the truth of Jesus, the truth of the Bible. We speak the truth, but in love, we don't just judge each other, but we do that with love so that we all grow up together in all aspects into Him who is the head. So the whole church had to grow together. But the church is each individual. So each individual have to grow up so that the whole church can grow together as a community of believers. And to do that, we have to be together. It's hard if you only come once a while, but we need to be together. We learn together, we laugh together, we serve together, we pray together, we go to Sunday school together, we go to barbecue together, and we serve together at kids camp. And the Awana coming up, we need lots of Awana helpers. Awana not just to serve the kids, it's also to help you yourself to grow spiritually, because we grow up together. And each one of us have to grow individually as well to be like Christ, to the fullness of Christ. So how is Christ like? So I can think of at least three measuring tapes that we can use. So this morning, rather than like your normal other sermons, you try to score for the sermon. Okay, so this morning, Pastor Norman got 6 out of 10 for the delivery. 7 or 9 out of 10 for the message, because it's God's message. You need to score it higher. So 9 out of 10. no stories. Okay, 2 out of 10. Okay. So normally you try to score the picture, but this morning I want you to score yourself. I have 5 points here, and then you don't have to tell me your score at the end. But try to score yourself. First, to be like Christ, I can think of to be like Christ. Christ Jesus is the truth. As it says in verse 13, that we attain the unity of faith and of the knowledge of the Son of God. The knowledge of the Son of God. For us to grow spiritually, we need to attain the knowledge of God, the Bible. We need to study the Bible. That is the foundation of our spiritual growth. That's why Awana, Sunday school, so much emphasis on it. We need to know the truth. We cannot love God more than we understand Him. Why do I have to study so much theology? I just love God. You cannot love God more than you understand Him. Think about this. The more you understand Him, the more you can love God. Well, I am really good with the scripture. I can memorize a lot through the fellowship, Bible study, Sunday school, my self-study. Okay, score yourself 1 point. So you got 1 point. Okay, but my measuring tape has part A and part B. So 1A, you know the Bible quite well. So you score yourself 1 point for your age. For example, only become a Christian for 2 years. So I've read the Bible 2 times. So that's very good. I would say that's very good. Okay, score 1 point. Okay, but that's only 1A. What do you mean by there's only 1A? Well, the first question has part A and part B. So 1B is, have you been applying what you have learned? Oh, okay, what do you mean? Learning is one thing, but have you been applying the Bible knowledge? Have you been living it out, what you have learned? Jesus said, my food is to do the will of him who sent me. Not just to teach, not just to learn, not just to study, not just to memorize, but to do the will of him. Have you been living out the scripture that you have studied, memorized, learned? Have you internalized the scripture that you have learned? Not really. Okay, -1. So yeah, I don't know your score. Okay, you score yourself, you got +1. 1A, you got 1 point. 1B, no, then -1. Okay, so measuring tape number 2, humility. A spiritually mature Christian is a person with great humility, like Jesus. Right. If you think of Jesus, isn't that the first? Well, that'll be the first thing I come to my mind. Humility. Can you change to the next slide? When you see me click 3 times, then you just change it. I'll go back, please. Okay. For I am gentle and humble in heart, and you will find rest for your souls. Whenever I think of Jesus, I always think that I have so much to learn from him. I need to be humble like Jesus. That's the only thing. He is God. He's God himself. But he came to this earth. He became a human. It's not like a king. He's been more than a king, right, of a country. Come down and live like an ordinary person. But he is the King of Kings. He is the God. He is the creator of the universe. He became a slave, became a person, what on earth to serve us. That is humility. And he always treat people with respect. Even the lowest of the lowest, isn't it? That is humility. A spiritually mature person is a humble person. I have met a lot of really humble, mature leaders, models that I've seen and tried to learn. It's always spiritually mature person is always a humble person because he knows that he is so far away from the fullness of Christ. We are only proud when we think that we are not too bad. We are proud when we start comparing ourselves with ourselves. I'm better than last year. I know more Bible. I'm better than the person sitting next to me, behind me. You can only be proud when you start comparing to yourself. But once you start comparing to Christ, there's nothing for you to be proud of. You will humble yourself. So score yourself 1 point here. And the third thing I learned from Christ, when I think of Christ, is that he is a true servant. Just as the Son of Man did not come to be served, but to serve. Who are we? Who am I? That he is the creator of all. I'm just a little humble creature, but he came to serve me, to serve us. That's a true demonstration of humility as a servant. Do you have a servant's heart when you serve in church? You sometimes do things that people do not even know. It's easy to stand up on the stage here and speak like a leader, but there are a lot of people doing things behind the scene, setting up the equipment, doing the live streaming upstairs. You don't even know who they are. They came quite early. They came at 8:45 or even 8:30 to set up the equipment. They're actually not from the English congregation. They're from the Cantonese. You probably never met them. They're upstairs hiding in all those monitors. They've been coming here the last 2 years, working quietly as a servant's heart, a humble person with a servant's heart. A mature Christian is a true servant. Washed the feet of the disciples like Jesus. And the fourth one I can think of Jesus, this is great love. He loved not only his own people, the Jewish people, but he loved the whole world, that he died for the whole world. For church to be mature, we have to look beyond our church walls. That's why in the last year, we have tried to put our focus into local missions. I know not everybody can travel, give up their jobs. Some of you may be, God may call you to some faraway land, but most of us will end up staying here. But God, nowadays the world has changed, and God has brought mission opportunities right at our doorsteps that we don't even have to go to the airport. And we have, in the last 5 years, last year, we're trying to develop these 5 mission projects, mission ministries that we can serve outside our church walls. But for some of us, we cannot even serve outside our fellowship, never mind our church wall. I only serve in my fellowship or our congregation. But as you know, that we are serving all the children. Most of them are not from our congregation. So the English members has been serving the whole church in many areas, capacities. But Jesus' love goes beyond his own people. A mature Christian need to have a well will, a quick love like Jesus. And our eyesight, a mature Christian will set his or her eyesight to people even beyond our church wall. A love for the unchurched people. That's a mature church, and that is a mature Christian. So score yourself 1 point here. And the last one I can think of Jesus is his deep investment in the kingdom of God. He invested his life in the kingdom of God. And to give his life a ransom for many. We all put our time in church to serve, but I'm not suggesting that everyone is going to die for the gospel, but how much of your life you were willing to invest in his kingdom? Doesn't mean that you all become full-time workers, but you invest your life. God use you maybe at your work, in your family, in your school, but invest your life in God's kingdom. Jesus invests his life to fulfill, to complete the mission of God. A mature Christian is one who's willing to dedicate their life to Jesus. A mature Christian is one who will walk and live like Jesus. Jesus is our measuring tape. The one who says he abides in him ought himself to walk in the same manner as he walked. So a mature Christian is one who lives like Christ. When people look at you, do they see you speaking up here? Do they see you serving in the ministry? Do they see you singing? Do they see you playing the piano? Do they see you serving at the entrance door? Or they see Christ singing, Christ serving, Christ leading their honor? Do people see Christ in you? The Message Bible translates this maturity very well. Fully alive like Christ. That's Christian maturity. To end my sermon, I'd like to share this from Charles Spurgeon. You will never know the fullness of Christ until you know the emptiness of everything but Christ. Think of this. We find many things in our life more fulfilling than Christ. But only one day we find that all these things that we are looking for in life is actually emptiness compared to the fullness of Christ. Only then would you realize how valuable the fullness of Christ is. And once you realize that, you'll be willing to give up the rest in this world and seek after, go after only the fullness of Christ. To be a spiritual Christian is to be fully like Christ. I have been crucified with Christ, and I no longer live, but Christ lives in me. Let's pray. Father, help us, all of us, each one of us, to live like you, so that when people see us, they see you. We want to be a mature Christian, mature to be in the fullness of Christ, that we live out a Christ-centered life. Help all of us to be crucified with Christ, that we no longer live, but Christ lives in us. We pray in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen.